Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here, and if you've been listening already, well, you know what that makes you, a really smart person. Skip Miller is a pretty smart person, too. William Skip Miller is the president of M3 Learning. He's one of the top salesmanship experts, salesmanship trainers, sales management trainers. He's written two outstanding books on the topic, Proactive Selling and Proactive Sales Management, and he's our good friend. Skip Miller, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always fun to be here. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back, Skipper, and happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you. It's fun to go around to all our customers and their customers and listen to how everybody's getting ready to celebrate the new year. And you listen to enough people and what they're going to do, and you come up with some ideas of, like, how to launch 06, like, on a good first step.
We need to do that. You know, I remember I worked for Xerox for a number of years in the 70s and early 80s. And one day, the first day of the first week of the year, the second, the third, or the fourth, or the fifth, or something like that, we had a huge, you know, regional meeting, and they would tell us what we were going to be doing that year and how we were going to do it and how we were going to get paid. And that every year we launched the new year with a bang. And I knew that some of the stuff that they gave us, they'd been working on for months, maybe even a year. Maybe there was somebody, you know, like in 1979, January 4th, 1979, there was somebody giving us stuff that somebody started working on in January 4th, 1978.
You know, Jim, I call it the 10-month disease.
Yeah.
It's all of a sudden, you know, small business owners, presidents of companies, vice president of sales, all of a sudden they wake up in March and go, okay, time to get serious.
Yeah.
And they got 10 months to make the 12-month number.
Right.
So
and really what they should have been doing was starting 10 months early.
but today's December something.
Right.
And there's three things we're telling our clients to really focus on. So they launch 06 well. The first thing by far is say goodbye to 05 and set the pace for 06. That's the
right.
First one. You have to formally acknowledge the end of 05 in a memo, in a letter, something. So people aren't dragging around talking about it, wondering what's happening. The worst thing to do, Jim, and you know this, is say, well, we're still formulating our 05 results, and we'll get back to you how we think it's going to be.
Right.
You know, everyone's still wondering. They're curious. You know, initially, our preliminary results are this. Now, that's to bed. Specifically, here's what we want to do in 06. Everyone's going to be taking a cue from the manager. If the manager sits there and goes, well, we got a lot of things in store for 06, that's my cue to play golf.
You know, I remember we'd have a year-end at Xerox, we'd have a year-end party.
Yeah.
And if you were a hero that year, I mean, I can remember every few years I was a hero. I did really great. And you know, I was a big guy at the party, you know, getting awards and stuff like that. 5-6 days later, it's you know, it's the new year, and the managers look at me like, do I know you? And I'm thinking, hey, remember me? I was a star last year. And they were saying, last year, what was that?
That's it. Get over it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they had a funeral and they didn't invite me, you know.
The best thing a manager can do is come up with an acknowledgement, a memo, a letter, a meeting, thanking 05, and here's the three specific things we're going to do in January.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't say the first quarter. You can't say 06. You're going to lose 2 months of the year.
Yeah.
What specific things are we going to do in January? So therefore, everybody goes, oh, smack on the head. They've got my attention now. And you can't do this quarter stuff, oh, we're looking for a good year. No, and specifically, here's the three things we're going to do to launch 06. And everyone, you're responsible because at the end of January, we're going to measure you.
Well, January and February really are kind of their own months, aren't they? I mean, they're what I mean is they're like a whole... They're like a
it's like a daze.
It is. I mean, those 2 months are the doldrums of the marketplace for a lot of people, aren't they?
Except for prospecting.
That's right.
And getting rid of all those people in 05 who said they were going to buy from you, but right. by the end of the year they didn't.
The China
and
eggs.
All the salespeople are holding on to them because they're hoping that they're going to come in. Get rid of them. They didn't close when you put the full court pressure on.
That's right.
Why do you think they're going to close in January?
Stand by, Skip. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Skip what we can do in 05. Still time to do this. It would help us in January and February of 06. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 till. Skip Miller is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And hope you check it out. Hope you'll take advantage of all the free stuff on our website, including past interviews that we've done with Skip Miller, William Skip Miller, one of our top salesmanship experts in the Brain Trust. And lots of a whole body of work there that Skip has deposited with us over the years. And I hope you'll take advantage of that and all the other free stuff there, including our free newsletter, including our blog, lots and lots of stuff that'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Skip, we're talking about getting ready for 06. Let me throw out a scenario for you and see what you think about this. It's 2005. We're obviously making a big push, all of us, to close the, you know, get the business closed so we can have a great year. And so we're doing everything we can to close people this year, right? That's happening all over the world right now.
You bet.
So, but what I would do is I would put as much reasonable pressure as I could on a customer, but try to qualify them to the point where I knew if they weren't making a decision in December, it was because it wasn't the right thing for them. And then I would say to them, well, you know what? Obviously, you're not ready, and you wanted to wait till January. Guess what? I'm going to need business in January, too.
Yeah.
And I would say that to them, and I would say that to myself, and I would say that to my prospect sheet, and I would say that to my manager. We're going to need business in January, too. Isn't it going to be great to know in December what my January is going to look like?
If you can get the customer to agree to that, that'd be great. And their January calendar is wide open anyway. What you're going to find is when you go visit them in January, that things have changed, things have moved, and that's why they didn't make a decision in December. So setting up those January calls to get all those maybes out of the funnel in December is a wonderful opportunity to go visit your customers in January and say, hi, okay, now we could talk about this order, which is great, but let me talk more about what your goals are for 06. It's a great venue to go back and see customers. Mm-hmm. It's my number two point we're talking about, Jim, is spend 06, the first month, visiting your top customers, the ones who were going to buy in 06, the ones who did buy, and the manager should be setting up those appointments because the salesperson is busting their tail trying to make the year.
What's wrong with having some of those visits in December?
You're trying to close business, and they're not mentally ready in December.
But what if you
as well.
What if you just called on them and took them to lunch, or took their fruit and nuts by, or whatever you're taking them and say?
Oh yeah.
And wouldn't that be a good time to say, what is your second week in January look
That's
like?
That's a perfect opportunity.
I'd like to come by and let's see what I can do to help you in 2006.
I'd like to sit down with you and just hear what your goals are for 06 and see if we can fit in and help you. This slays me, Jim. Hey, Jim, I'd like to come by in the second week of January. We've got our new product line out. We've got some new stuff out. I want to show you everything. Push, push, push.
Right.
Shoot them.
Yeah.
It's not a push. It's a pull. How about if we sit down, please tell me, you probably don't have them all finalized. Please tell me what's going on for U06 so I can figure out if I can kind of help you make your goals.
To me, that's the challenge for December, is to close the ones that can close and to schedule the appointments for the ones who won't close for January, the ones that still are good prospects. They're not China eggs. They are going to hatch one day, and at least you think they will, and to go ahead and schedule it.
There's holiday things to do. I got to go buy the tree. I got to, do all the stuff. I've got to do this, and my wife's got to do certain things too. We got our jobs to do. I mean, she does certain things well. I'm doing things well, and together we're going to have a great holiday. The salesperson's job is to close the year out, get the business in, make the quarter. The manager's job is to set up that January in December. That's a perfect opportunity for division of labor and have 1 + 1 = 3.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager shouldn't be over the salesperson's head going, my 11-year-old, when I walk into the computer room, she sits there and all of a sudden types on her internet, P-O-L, P-O-S. I go, what is P-O-S there, Alex? She said, parent over shoulder. Oh, so I guess you're not talking to him anymore. Like
you thought that was point of, you thought it was point of sale. The kid was a natural, right?
I'm waiting for the salesperson to start typing in M-O-S, manager right. over shoulder.
Right.
Have the manager be more proactive and do something for 06 rather than twice a day asking that intelligent question, where are we at? Trust me, if something would change, you'd be the first to know.
Well, and there are some businesses out there, Skip, who for whatever reason, because of the way their business is this year or whatever, taxes, issues or whatever, they actually want that business to move to January.
You know what? That's a great position to be in. The more clearly you define, we call that keeping it in the drawer. You know that?
Yeah.
The more you could keep some stuff in the drawer to start your 06 off well, when you're relaxed and you really don't want it, you end up getting it anyway, right?
Well, if 05's already a bust, you've already written it off. You just had a tough year this year or whatever. Why not get 2000, why not get 06 started off with a bang?
Get 06 started off with a big bang, and the big word for people that 05, 06 is pull, not push. Because if you're going to sit there and ask your customers to pull them along 06, you won't be pushing goods and services. Maybe one of the goals, one of your New Year's resolutions should be that no salesperson has more than a 5 presentation point, PowerPoint slide presentation.
Yeah.
Because anything else is a push, and you're not listening. Mm. That's a great thing for 05 is, as a manager, what's some of those specific things to launch 06? And you can do that right now.
Stand by, Skip. Quick break. Right back with Skip Miller right after these messages, getting you ready for 06. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Tintel, stay with us.
And then again, you can be cold as ice. I'm over my head.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. William Skip Miller, Skipper Miller. We call him Skipmeister sometimes. The Skipmeister is here with us, and we're talking about salesmanship and how to make sure you get 2006 going off, headed off with a bang. Skip, remember when I told you that we got together when I was with Xerox? They always had a kickoff meeting within two or three days of the first of the year to tell us what we were going to sell. They also gave us one more thing. They told us how we were going to be compensated at that moment so that within 72 hours of the calendar striking the new year, I knew how I was going to be compensated that whole next year.
Jim, this is my biggest pet peeve. The VP of manufacturing needs a bill of materials to make anything. The financial person, the controller, the CFO needs a spreadsheet to be able to create the balance of accounts and general ledger. I mean, everybody needs their documentation to specifically tell people what to do. It kills me when small business owners sit back and say, well, my salespeople know the counts, they know the territory, they'll sell. I'll get them their new comp plan, their raise, their new commission structure, the new territories, customers, whatever we want to do different for 06, I'll get it to them like in January, February. Well, while they're doing that, their salespeople aren't selling. They don't know what to do. It's like a manufacturing person with no bill of materials. It's like a controller without a general ledger. They'll take orders in. They'll talk to customers, but they're not turning the key on. The number one thing in my book is get the comp plans and the quotas out the first week of January.
Well, and of course, the comp plans may not. In a lot of small businesses, the compensation plans don't change from one year to the next, but the quotas might because, and basically, if you don't tell your people that they've got new quotas, then what you basically told them is you have no new expectations for the new year.
I walk into small business tons of times out here in Silicon Valley, and Jim, I'll ask the president or the owner of a company, I'll say, who's your number one account, your number one biggest potential? That would be the ABC company. Well, who do you have on it? Well, I've got Fred on that, who's been on there for 20 years. Is Fred an A player? He's been around. You know, if people want to mess with anything for the next year, put your A player on your A accounts and watch the revenue double. There's no risk there whatsoever. So if you're going to tinker with your comp and quota plans, but you're right, nothing really changes, but the manager might want to start looking at putting their A prospects with A accounts. Boy, a lot's going to happen if they do that.
Do you think you should, if you know, if you're a wholesale company, you got folks out on commission or whatever you got, do you think it's a good idea to maybe spruce up the compensation plan a little bit every year? Maybe not change it for change's sake, but just give them maybe something new to get excited about.
Two parts about a comp plan. One is the actual comp plan that aligns with corporate goals. You know, we want you to sell product A because it's got better margins, product B, and so on. The second about a comp plan is contests. I allocate 10% of all revenues, 10% of all commissions and stuff should be based towards 90-day contest. That influences salespeople's behavior. So you bet I'm all for changing comp plans up relative to sprucing them up to have people do specific activities.
But, you know, in a small business, somebody has to manage those plans. And so I recommend small business owners don't get so fancy that you don't manage it, because, as you know, it's the only thing worse than not having a contest is managing it poorly.
We call it free money. There's 17 contests out there. The salesperson closes a deal, he gets some free money, or she gets some free money and doesn't know why.
Yeah.
One contest per quarter, so that's 4 a year. And the comp plan, get it all done by the first week of January. And if you're going to mess with the comp plan, then I'd mess with the contest part, not so much the overall comp part.
Right.
But the best thing a manager could do is take a look at who is his A players and what are the A accounts for next year. And there's nothing wrong with shaking them up. People feel like, you know, you took that away from me. That's the feeling of absence rather than the scarcity. Rather than the feeling of abundance.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with messing things up. We call the law of the A player. One year to learn, one year to master, one year to get bored and look for something else to do. There's nothing wrong with shaking things up.
Mm-hmm. What about
as a penalty.
What about recognition? I got 30 seconds.
Recognition is the number two motivator for salespeople, and it's never the size of the recognition. People will go nuts over a $25 gift certificate if you put a lot around it rather than a $500 something. It's not the size of the reward and recognition. It's the amount of emphasis and celebration you put behind it.
And also the frequency, too, right? That's a big deal, too, isn't it?
Without a doubt. The more frequent, now not every day, but the more frequent, the better, and the shorter the time frame, you bet.
Frequent and regular. Hey, Skip, thanks for being here.
Hey, always. Listen, have a great holiday season.
You too. Give us your website.
m3learning.com.
Proactive selling, proactive sales management, and knock your socks off selling. That's the three books that Skip has. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.